Hello, this is Josh Coltrane, Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent in the Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Report. How important is crop insurance to the survivability of farms? With the upcoming new farm bill currently being worked on, one of the areas that is constantly being discussed is the subsidies for crop insurance. The K-State Agricultural Economics Department has tried to quantify just how important crop insurance is, and this week we will hear from Dustin Pindell, K-State Research and Extension Ag Economist, as he talks about that research. Dustin begins by discussing how the interest in the research began.
Starting with the farm bill that's being discussed currently, and back, must have been last February, you had Senator Pat Roberts and Debbie Stabenow were here on campus to hold their first public hearing talking about the farm bill. And during that meeting, they had a number of producers representing the various groups. And one thing that, when I was sitting in the audience, one thing I noticed that kept popping up was the theme or the mention of crop insurance. They kept talking about the importance of it and the safety nets. And then must have been 2 or 3 months later, back in May, President Trump proposed the budget cuts to the USDA. And of that, I believe it was a 36% proposed cut in the federally subsidized crop insurance program. If you take a look over the last two decades, the U.S. federal crop insurance program has rapidly expanded to cover almost 300 million acres of farmland with crop insurance.
Next, Dr. Pindell discusses how they conducted their research comparing groups of farmers who do and do not purchase crop insurance.
So in this study, we defined a farm exit, not as a farm might have exited out of agriculture altogether. We define it as a farm that's not actively participating in the Kansas Farm Management Association for more than 2 years. There were a number of different methods we used to look at this, investigate this, and what was nice is all these different methods kind of got at the same thing, the same result. And then so in one particular method, we looked at, again, looking at farm survivability of those two groups who purchase and who don't purchase crop insurance. And one of them suggested the survival rates were higher for farms that purchased crop insurance, implying that farms that purchased crop insurance were more likely to stay in the Kansas Farm Management Association longer, which suggests that there was a positive effect of crop insurance on farm survivability.
Finally, Dustin discusses that they hope this research helps decision makers make better informed decisions.
Well, from here, you know, we've said it's one of the first studies because data limitations. And so we hope that, there's right now, as we pointed out earlier, with this political climate, all this discussion surrounding the farm bill, hopefully this will help policymakers in making better informed decisions.
That was K-State Research and Extension Ag Economist Dustin Pindell discussing the value of crop insurance. For more information, check out their report on the Ag Economics Department website, www.agmanager.info. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at the office at 620-724-8233 or email me at jcoltrane@ksu.edu. And don't forget to check out the district website at www.wildcatdistrict.ksu.edu. For the Wildcat Extension District, this has been Josh Coltrane with your K-State Research and Extension Report.